This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepare. So, my understanding, Gwyneth Isaacs, is that Australia was the drop-off place for people who were convicted of petty crimes. Not necessarily really violent crimes, but people who just didn't follow all the rules, allegedly, that the Crown wanted them to follow, and they had to be done away with without, you know, they couldn't murder them, couldn't execute them because the alleged crimes were not that serious. But these were people with skills. So they moved them off to Australia to set up a base there, right? To conquer Australia. Yes. Isn't that what happened?
Well, some of them were violent criminals.
Okay.
I have a hobby. I collect biographies. Because you can find out a lot about how the world really operates from reading people's biographies. And I have a biography on my shelf. It's called The Great Shame. It's written by Thomas Keneally. Okay, very, very famous author. And he researched the life of a particular man by the name of James Larkin. That's L-A-R-K-I-N. And James Larkin was significant because he was an indentured servant. And he burnt down a manor house in Ireland. So he was not a petty criminal. He was in the Republican Brotherhood in Ireland, and he burnt down a manor house. He burnt down his landlord's house. So that's not petty crime.
No, I agree with that.
And he was transported to Australia, and there were a great many people like him. But what I'm saying is that the people of this country, because they tended to have a nonconformist, rebellious streak, they still have a nonconformist, rebellious streak, and it's a part of the esprit de corps of this nation. And actually, the longer I live here, the more I like the Australian nature. It took me a long time to understand it because I didn't grow up here. I grew up in New Zealand, although my parents were Australian. And, if I had been born in Australia, I would be a fifth-generation Australian. My parents were Australians, moved to New Zealand, and then I was born and I grew up there, and then I moved back here. That makes sense. When I was 17. And so it took me a long time. And now and again, my children and I still have friendly banter about the whole Australia-New Zealand thing. It's rather similar to the Canada-United States thing the Canada or the US-Mexico thing. but really, it's kind of by the by because Australians are not conformists. They don't want to do what they're told. And I think that that's the one great hope for Australia in dealing with these evil criminals who think they rule us, is that trying to tell Australians what to do is a little bit like herding cats. Okay, I don't know if you've ever heard of that saying.
Yeah, I've heard of herding cats and pushing a rope. Yeah, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
But why is it...
they just don't want to do what they're told.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Why is it, then... Why is it then that your government corporation will not allow you to have firearms, or most of you to have firearms?
Oh, they're frightened of us. Mm-hmm. of us. I'm sure of it. Yep. If they, because they can see, you know, you've heard of Crocodile Dundee. Paul Hogan was actually a personal friend of my husband's.
Mm-hmm.
Before he was famous, because my husband Archie and Paul Hogan had a job together, because my Archie was a qualified painter and decorator, and Paul Hogan was working as a brush hand painting the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And if you look up Paul Hogan's history and biography, he talks about how he used to paint the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And then you go start at one end and then paint, and then get to the other end, and it'd be time to turn around and start at the other end again. Well, he was a brush hand, and the brush he was working for my husband. My husband was the qualified painter, and so they had a lot of time to talk together, because they were working side by side painting the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And, you know, it's, they got to, you know, enrolling in a talent quest one day. It was called Kevin Dennis's New Faces. It was kind of like, I don't know, America's Got Talent or something. And my husband was a professional entertainer. He had owned his own nightclubs and all that sort of thing. And so my husband and Paul Hogan both entered. And Paul Hogan won, and that was the beginning of his career. And my husband came second. So that's a bit of the history there. But you look at Crocodile Dundee, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine a country where, I mean, yeah, that's an exaggerated version of Australia, but I think inside of every single Australia who's really aware of what's going on, there's a little bit of Crocodile Dundee there. And they don't like us, and they think that if they let us have firearms, that they're going to be in big trouble. But legally and lawfully, they are in big trouble anyway, because Australians are waking up left and right and centre. And we are not going to put up with this for much longer, of what they're doing to us. Because one thing Australians really, really hate is they hate being pushed around. They hate being told what to do. They are just that little bit, or not just that little bit, just that quite a lot of Cockney, East End, Irish Republican, Scottish Highlander, rebel in them, and they don't like being told what to do. Because the reason why they have that sort of outlook and that sort of breeding and that sort of ancestry is because that's the sort of people who came out and first colonized this country. They were the petty thieves of the East End of London. They were the Fenian rebels of Ireland. They were the dispossessed Scottish Highlanders who went down and, got some payback on the landlord who had kicked them off their land. This all happened 200 and 300 years ago or whatever, and these were the people who got transported to Australia. And for whatever reason, they found grace and mercy in the sight of the crown, ha-ha, and instead of being strung, they got sent here. And, you know, the British Crown didn't actually realise it at the time, but they were creating the seeds of one of the most independent, ferociously independent people on earth, together with the Americans. And then when we got our independence, supposed to be from Britain, we got a kind of a hybrid form of government between the Westminster system and the American Republic. And it works well here. you know. But it would work even better if we had a Second Amendment in our Constitution. Instead, we've got Section 72, which says that all rights not specifically granted to government are retained by the people. Okay? And that is our we, the people. And that means if the government under the Constitution has not been specifically granted a particular right, then that right is retained by the people. And there potentially is the path for Australians to get back to the right to bear arms, because the right to bear arms is not specifically denied to us by the Constitution, and therefore it is granted to us under Section 72 of the Constitution. You know, but it's not specifically spelled out in the way that it is. And I think that back in the day, the founders of the Constitution did not specifically spell out that right, because they really didn't want us to have it, but they couldn't deny it to us either, if that makes any sense, Vincent.
Mm-hmm. How about taxes? What are taxes like in Australia? Because I was reading that the tax rate can be 0, 19%, 32.5%, 37%, or 45% as of 2017. What are they really like?
Oh, the taxes here are horrible. The top tax bracket kicks in at just $50,000, and it's 45%. If you're on a PAYE, if you're a wage earner, that means pay as you earn. That means your taxes get deducted from your wallet before you ever see them. So if you're earning $50,000 a year, you only get to see like $30,000 of it. It's horrible. And the poverty line here in this country is something like, oh, gosh, I forget, maybe $80,000. So if you're earning less than $80,000, technically, in this country, you're in poverty.
Is that for a family?
You know, that's for a household,
uh-huh.
Household income. Yeah.
So that's an enormous amount of taxes. It's kind of like where we are. I believe our taxes, if you add them all up in the United States, When you take into account federal taxes, Social Security taxes, income taxes, state income taxes, sales taxes, gasoline, fuel taxes, all the fees and taxes, when you add them up in the United States, I think we're at 65 to 75% for most people, which is out of control.
Fairly accurate here.
And we need
a tax revolt.
Yeah, don't keep it just to yourselves, because there are other places that need them too. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
United States. There are only 4 states that don't have sales tax. That would be Oregon, New Hampshire, Montana, and Delaware. The other states in the United States do have sales tax. Most of them have a sales tax in excess of 6%. And that would be sales tax that would be combined state sales tax plus local sales tax. So in Missouri, about half of the sales tax that we pay goes to the state, and the other would be considered local. But it's still really, really high. It's about 8%. Actually, it averages probably a little over 8%. The highest sales tax state in the United States is Louisiana at just about 10%. Tennessee is just a little bit behind that. Arkansas or Arkansas and Alabama are just below that, but still above 9%. So that's just state and local sales tax. Then you have all the other taxes, and it really is oppressive. And I'm actually surprised that we haven't had a tax revolt of serious consequences yet. I'm very surprised because so much of our income is being taxed. And if you look at your cell phone bill, if you have one, class, take a look at all the nuisance taxes that are added to your cell phone bill or your landline bill. It's unbelievable how many taxes are added. And they say that people vote for this stuff. I only know one jerk. Actually, it's a family of jerks that was for an increase in sales tax. I only know one, but they got their way, and we got a sales tax increase in our locality in Missouri. When do you think we're going to have a revolt? Gwyneth, do you have a feel for it? Do you think it'll be in our lifetime?
I think it's probably going to be fairly soon. Okay. You're beginning to see a property tax revolt here in Australia, but it's the first adopters at the moment. Okay. It's myself. It's Wayne Glue. It's a few high sort of educated people that are basically doing it. And what is going to happen? It's probably going to end up in the High Court of Australia. I'm really, really surprised that the Geraldton bureau rats over there have not just withdrawn the whole Wayne Glue thing, because I reckon they probably know that they're fighting a losing battle, okay? But they just want to hammer him because he knows what a bunch of criminals they are, and he doesn't hold back, and he publishes really, really detailed public letters on Facebook probably about two or three times a week. So he would be writing about 6,000 or 7,000 or 8,000 words a week in research on how these people are criminals, how they're breaching the Constitution. And you can go to his Facebook page. If you go and search Wayne Glue on Facebook, that's W-A-Y-N-E, and his surname is G-L-E-W, on Facebook, and he's in Geraldton, and, you know, he has the lion and the unicorn as his, you know, his Facebook thumbnail. That's how you'll know that you've got him. You'll have the crown coat of arms. That's his Facebook thumbnail with the lion and the unicorn and the shield in the middle. Do you know what I mean, Vincent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone who, you know, if you want to know what the British coat of arms is, the royal coat of arms, just go and look for it. It's a well-known symbol. It's got a lion, it's got the unicorn, it's got the English Isles, Scotland, Wales symbols in the middle. And, yeah. And, you know, that sort of thing. So, but search for him. He's going to court on the 11th of December at 10 a.m. in the morning at the Geraldton Courthouse. It's on Marine Terrace. Okay. That's right next to the police station.
We're going into a break.
More informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans will have a 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate with a win by Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in a runoff election yesterday.
The reason we won is because Mississippians know me and they know my heart. And thank you for stepping up, Mississippi.
Hyde Smith speaking there to her supporters last night after Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to her. Presidential daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump defending her use of a private email account, saying it's nothing like what Hillary Clinton did when she had a private email server. When it comes to Trump's emails,
they're all stored on the White House system. So everything has been preserved. Everything's been archived.
Ivanka Trump was speaking there to ABC's Good Morning America. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
Take my.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, over the weekend I got a call from one of our affiliates, and one of the owners of the radio station. And the owner said, commented on Gwyneth Isaacs. You were particularly singled out as being really bright and a joy to listen to. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. Gwyneth really is bright. Gwyneth, I read some of your writing. I've got to tell you that your style of writing, the lexicon that you use, the emotions you evoke are right up there with the best of the best of the best. And I'm not exaggerating. I am so impressed. So I just wanted to let you know what I saw and what I read of your work is impressive, to say the least. No exaggeration.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have actually been working on a literary project, and so I'm not going to say too much about that at the moment.
I understand.
It
understand.
Has been submitted to a publisher, but I can't give too many details out about that at the moment. What I would like to do, okay, I'm not going to give out any names, but I would like to go into a little bit about the past life thing, okay, if that's okay with you, Vincent.
Oh, of course. I've had a past life regression.
Like I say, past life regression, because I've sort of been humming and hawing of how much I should say here, because it is kind of sensitive, and I know that you know that what I'm saying is true because the email I sent you earlier of who I was in a past life, and I was in a past life, not in this life. In this life, I have absolutely not been a career criminal. But in this past life, I was an inveterate career criminal, and I was really quite a piece of work. And you know, I actually was found guilty of my crimes, and I was sentenced to hang. But I was, first of all, the sentence was first of all respited, and then I was granted a full pardon. And I have found this out from reading in history books about this particular career criminal. And the more, you know, it's just occasionally this person's name comes up. As I'm busy, you know, reading and going through documents, and because what I'm doing is I'm researching how the underworld operated in previous centuries, okay? Because it's useful. You can build a pattern. You can see how things used to be, the mode of behavior. And sometimes it reflects pretty well. Sometimes you see the same playbook operating in this modern world. And you think, wow, things have not changed in like 300 or 400 years. And I'm sort of researching, and I knew, by the way, I have known about this particular past life for the last 16 or 17 years. I first found out about this particular past life maybe 16, 17, possibly even 18 years ago. So this is not something that I've just come up with off the back of my hand. But I didn't know this person's name until after my husband died. Okay, and then I began to, the years before that, my husband and I were doing past life regressions, okay? And my husband in this life, in that past life, was also a career criminal, and he worked with me, and we were in love with each other in that past life. And you know, it's really amazing because you see how souls tend to find each other across lifetimes. If you get a soul that you really, really, really bond to in a particular lifetime, then your soul will find them in the next lifetime, even though they might be born on the opposite end of the world to you. which was certainly how it was with Archie and I. And in this lifetime, in between painting the Sydney Harbour Bridge and hanging out with Paul Hogan, my husband was a career criminal. he was a gangster. But, you know, they can't touch him now because he's dead. He died of a heart attack in 2003. But he certainly had some rather interesting situations that I got to hear about. But you know what, Vincent? I'm reading and researching the things that I saw 16, 17 and 18 years ago about this particular career criminal who is known, who is named in the history books. There's a great deal known about this fellow's life. What I knew from past life regressions 16, 17 and 18 years ago, I am now just beginning to find out the historical accuracy of what I saw all those years ago in my regression work. And it is for sure the same person. This person is named. And I knew this person's name from within about between 3 and 6 months of my husband dying when Google got invented, and I went on Google and I searched for historical documentation to attempt to verify the past life data. And sure enough, there it popped up. Because we knew a lot of information, but we knew no names. That was the thing with the regression work that we did, and I don't know how common that is, but it was a certain set of very, very unique circumstances and very precise details about what sort of a person I was in my past life. And actually, when I first found out these details, I didn't want to know. I said, am I really seeing this? This is just, you know, wow, this is a bit beyond the par. but I looked up in the history and it was actually accurate from my historical sources. And the historical source, it said something like, this person, what was it? Something like, it named this person specifically as being a violent and lusty person. Some words to that effect, fierce. That's right, fierce and lusty person is the quote that is in this particular history book that is quoting from an older source regarding this particular person. And do you know something, Vincent? That matches up exactly with what I saw 16, 17, and 18 years ago when Archie was still alive, when we were doing our past life regression work into this particular lifetime that we shared together a long time ago. And we are talking about hundreds of years ago. We are not talking about anything that is recent. Okay, my husband paid with his life for his crimes, and like I said, I was sentenced to hang, but the sentence was respited, and then I was later acquitted, and then I apparently drop out of the pages of history, and nothing more is heard of me. But at the time, we would make Bonnie and Clyde look rather tame. That is who we were in that lifetime. And the thing that really concerns me, okay, if it ever went to a Mad Max scenario, I can tell you something, Vincent. I would not be sitting by if it went to a Mad Max scenario in this country. I'm not talking about planning anything or anything like that at the moment. No. I don't want things to go that way. But if it ever went to a Mad Max scenario, I would be surviving and I would be organizing for other people to survive where I am. And I would be the dispenser of justice in a Mad Max scenario in the place where I am. And other people would begin to, I believe that other people actually would sort of pick up on that. But like I said, I really hope that it doesn't get to that level. But, you know, lives tend to follow the same pattern through a series. You know, you mentioned about you being a farmer and you're trying to organize everybody. I think that if it ever went to a Mad Max scenario, that, you know, I wouldn't be sitting on my hands.
Right, I mentioned, yes, I mentioned, yes, I mentioned on air that during my past life regression with Dr. Norman Shealy, that I saw myself as a farmer, as one who was trying to organize, and it was to defend our village, and I had a really tough time. I just, same thing that's happening right now, I just couldn't get people motivated to protect their own interests. I was surrounded by a bunch of pansies, a bunch of weaklings, a bunch of girly men, I guess, as Arnold Schwarzenegger used to call them.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Class and Gwyneth, in my past life regression, I saw myself as a guerrilla warrior. A failed one. I was not successful in rallying the village. And today, I'm becoming more intolerant of stupid people. Lazy people. People who won't read. People who won't learn from their mistakes. And people who won't help themselves. I talked to a number of people. And, people who have maladies. People who have illnesses. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Norman Shealy. Doctor of the year, surgeon of the year, world renowned. He will help you. We'll give you as much time as you need on the air, no charge. We'll even pay for the call. All you have to do, is call this number, and I'll even give them the number. 866-582-9933. All you have to do is call between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Monday. He's with us on Mondays. You can ask all your questions. You can be anonymous. You can use your name or not. You don't even have to say where you're calling from. And I find that no one will call him to even help themselves. And I have a feeling that one of our instructors could sense this in my voice. And he just sent me an email during this broadcast. And there is a painting. And over the face of this man who is in the painting are the words, "Intolerance is the most masculine of all virtues and the father of civilization." That's from Robert Stewart, USA Prepares instructor. Thank you, Robert, for sending me that. And I think that men need to be men. If you don't have a set, grow a set. If you have a set, take them out of your pocket. Stand for principle. Take a stand. Gwyneth is. Gwyneth is the poster lady for women. To be tough. To help your family. To defend your family.
Don't let them have your children.
Don't let them have your children, right. Stand up for what you believe in. I was once talking to one of our instructors, and we were talking about grades at the university. And I said, so what was the worst grade you got? He said, well, an F. I said, okay. Well, I got an F minus. I literally got an F minus. The professor had to actually go out of his way to lower my grade from F to F minus. And why? Because he talked about Christopher Columbus and others in history using derogatory slang terms. And I was in the back of the class, and I stood up and I said, Mr. Blank, and I used his name. I didn't come here for that. I came to your class to learn about history, not to hear derogatory names about nationalities. And that earned me right then and there an F minus. I stood for principle. Now, sometimes you pay a price for doing that. And I paid the price. And now you know that your instructor, Vin Finelli, got an F minus. And it's impossible to get a lower grade than that. That's the bottom. There's no lower grade than F minus. And I was able to get one for standing on principle. So sometimes you have to pay the price. Do I regret it? Absolutely not. Have I ever mentioned it before today? No. You're the first to hear it. Gwyneth, any quick comments?
No, I would just say, as we'd say in Australia, you need to stop being wusses. that's a uniquely Australian word.
Yep.
So it basically means, as you said, Vince, grow a set.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah. Yep. Be a man or a lady. You can do it. Thank you, Gwyneth.
Yep. Okay. God bless and have a great week.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.